Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Janet Kunst, your host for Ingredients to Online Marketing Success, and I'm so glad that you're joining us today because we are going to talk about how to use your book to market your business. And our leading lady today is Susie Pruden with Itty Bitty Publishing. Hi, Susie. How are you?
Hi, Janet. I'm fabulous, and thank you for inviting me on your show.
I am so glad that you're here. And just so that everybody gets to know you a little bit better, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself to begin with?
Do we have 17 hours? There's no little bit. Okay, so I started my first company in 1965 in New York City, and I was supporting my husband through school. And I started a fitness company because my mother was the nation's foremost fitness authority, and I figured I would do what I was taught. And that grew into a very, very big business in New York, and I was a household name and in fitness, written 11 books, New York Times bestseller from before the internet, had my own show on NBC. And then I sold that business. I went on my Eat, Pray. I retired at the age of 40 and went on my Eat, Pray, Love adventure and then ran out of money. So I had to make up more work. So I started working in the body-mind industry, which wasn't an industry at the time. This was the 80s. And met Louise Hay, and she published my book, Meta Fitness, which got me on the Oprah show. 8 months later, I ended up homeless. That's a whole big story. And then I had to reinvent myself again. So I've spent my life basically reinventing myself over and over and over again, having successful businesses, having failure businesses. And I think I just keep making my, you know, doing something different. And then about 4.5 years ago, I was coaching and doing hypnosis, another company that I had. And I didn't want to do it anymore. And so I was talking to my sister, and we came up with an idea called Itty Bitty Publishing. And I realized that I didn't have to be the lead anymore. We could let others do the writing for us, because my sister and I were both writing a lot. And that's how Itty Bitty was born. It was no longer about Susie Pruden now. It was about Itty Bitty and other people. And that's how Itty Bitty was created. I have a wonderful story that I tell when I speak that I sold my first book at a cocktail party in East Hampton in 1972, and that's not how book publishing works today, but I've been in the publishing business since 1972.
That is so fantastic, Susie. I can't even imagine how different the publishing industry was then compared to now. And now, with your Itty Bitty books, why don't you tell us in a couple of sentences what an Itty Bitty book is?
Well, I like to say that we are the new dummies, because what happened is 95% of people in America don't read, but they need information. And so with Itty Bitty Publishing, what we did was we take the information that experts have and put it in a short format so people have time to read. For example, with a dummy's book, it's 350 pages that you have to read with a yellow highlighter. Itty Bitty books are the yellow highlights. That's how we promote our books, and that's how experts can get their information out. Yes.
So as a small business owner, why should I write a book?
Oh, Janet, that is such a perfect question. Well, the first answer is not to make money from the book.
Okay.
But definitely to make money from the business. A book positions you as an expert immediately. And from that expertise, people listen to you. You get speaking opportunities. You get invited to places where you wouldn't get to go without having the book. When people are looking for speakers at an event, whether it's a local event, a non-local event, whatever it is, if they have a choice between someone who has a book and someone who doesn't, they will always choose the person who has the book.
Okay. That's really good to know. But if I want to write a book, how do I choose the topic? What do I write about?
You choose the topic where your expertise is. So, for example, for you, it would be social media.
Mm-hmm.
For me, because I've been in so many different businesses, I've done a book on weight loss. I'm doing a book right now on money mind. It really depends on your own topic. So if there's someone listening in and they have an expertise, it could be bookkeeping, it could be elder care, it can be seriously any topic where you are, where you know what you're doing. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
And because it's a short book, we work with you. We send you a how to write an itty bitty book, so that there are no. It's an easy book to write, although it's harder actually to write less than to write more. But it's a quick study on what people need to know, and it's an introduction for someone to get to know you, so they want to work with you.
So basically what you do is you give your authors a formula that they just need to follow, and if they follow the formula, they will have an itty-bitty book.
Correct. And from that, they then have what they need in terms of how to market their book, how to position themselves as the expert, how to get speaking gigs, how to get radio opportunities, how to get into the media. It's once you have the book, doors open.
Oh, okay. So what are, I mean, you've already told us that a book is a great way to market yourself and your business and to build a business. So what are some of those ways that you can use that book? You've mentioned speaking. What are some of the other ways that you can use that book to build your business?
So, for example, with an itty-bitty book, it's 15 chapters. Each itty-bitty book is 15 chapters. That could be 15 webinars. That could then be 15 teleseminars. That could be 15 blogs. Or it's not even 15 blogs. It could be 15 topics for blogs. What you're doing is you're giving yourself a map of how you can then grow your business from your book.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So I got to ask, Susie, what has been the most interesting itty-bitty book that you've had the pleasure of publishing? And then what is the most profitable way that somebody has turned that itty-bitty book into a business?
I'm going to start with a second question first.
Okay.
Anthony Camacho wrote a book on sales. He's a salesman. He teaches sales, and he works in the automotive industry. And he has sold, he sells books whenever he speaks. So he's sold maybe a couple of thousand books, which is not a lot of books in my mind, because I've sold hundreds of thousands of books in my other careers. But in today's market, that's very good. But more importantly, what he's done is he's grown his business from $100,000 a year to $750,000 a year using his book as a marketing tool. And that is a wow.
Yeah.
That's a major wow. And we're really excited for him and by his success. Now he's working on his fourth book with us. And,
it's
really very powerful. The most interesting book I think I have is the Empty Nesters book. And it's written by a woman who was facing the empty nester syndrome and realized that she was dying inside. And she had to recreate herself because for her whole life, was her kids. She is a medical doctor who stopped being a medical doctor when she had kids and then spent her children's lives being there for them and not being there for herself.
Hmm.
And so when she wrote the book, she now works with people not just who are going through the empty nester syndrome where their kids have left, but people who are going through transition, people who are changing from one identity to another. And it's a very, very beautifully written book with heart and with compassion. And it makes a huge difference for the people who read the book because they're looking at their lives coming from a place of, what do I do now? And she gives them the tools to move forward.
That is so great. So what is your advice if I'm somebody that is looking to write a book because I think I have a book in me? What is the best advice that you could give to somebody like me?
Call me.
Well, other than that.
Couldn't help myself. It's really everybody. I guess the best advice is start. And realize that it's not necessarily going to be perfect in the beginning. It doesn't have to be. It can be rewritten, but you have to start. You have to say, okay, I have a book. Let me find a way to get this out there and get it out there. And it's a very exciting process. It's a very rewarding process. And everybody who accepts the inner challenge, and it is an inner challenge, makes a difference. And that's the important thing. Everybody here is here to make a difference. And so when you say, a lot of people will say, well, why me? And my attitude is, why not you?
True. Very true.
It's really about saying, okay, I have a book in me, and I need to find somebody who's going to publish it or publish it myself. There's a lot of ways. Today, because of the internet, we're not stopped from doing that which we really want to do in terms of writing a book. It's there for us. The internet has made it very, very doable. People can come to us to write a book, or they can do it themselves. It's better if you have a publisher, because there are a lot of pitfalls that you don't know about and things that happen in the industry that it's like, what just happened? So you really do want the support of a publisher. But again, it's not 100% necessary. And you do have to be careful of people who promise you the moon and then deliver nothing. So it's a mixed bag, and it's exciting.
Well, and one of the exciting things that you do for your authors is you help them with a bestseller campaign.
We do an Amazon bestseller campaign for every single author, and we've done 57. And we have 56 bestsellers. Our last campaign did not go well, and that's because the person with whom we were working was not listening to us but was listening to other people. So I tell my authors, I said, look, if you're going to work with us, you have to listen to us because we do know what we're doing. I mean, I have a New York Times bestseller from before the internet. I have 4 or 5 Amazon bestsellers. We know what we're doing. And when we say something, it's like, just please listen to us. We do know what we're doing. And we do a bestseller campaign. We have coaching for our clients. We have seminars for our clients. We want you, the author, to be successful, period. And success comes in many, many ways. Success with your book, success with your business, success with all that you want to do. I mean, this channel is for business success. And my attitude towards a book is, your book is a business builder. It's not a business card. And that's a very important distinction.
Yeah, so talk to me about that, because a lot of people do say that a book is your business card.
I know, and it is, and one of my mentors says it, and we play argue, so to speak, all the time about it, because I so totally disagree. First of all, I do not want to be handed a book that I don't want, with the person saying, here's my business card, and then I have to take the book and do something with it. I don't like that. And that's intrusive to me. And also, when you give your book to somebody, then you lose all power. The book is gone. You don't know who you gave it to. So how can it be your business card? How do you know that person's ever going to contact you? I've never contacted anyone whose book was given to me as a business card. I just don't. I mean, it. First of all, you can't find the author's information half the time. So it's difficult, and it's annoying. I mean, you can tell
True.
I really like that process, right? But as a business builder, you've got the opportunity to say to people, you know, here is my business. I'm a whatever it is, and I have a workshop on chapter one or a webinar on chapter one, and you're starting to now market yourself. If you're interested, give me your information. That's what I always do. Give me your information, and I'll contact you. And
yes.
That's what happens.
Yes. Well, and you've even had people build courses and certifications around your itty-bitty book, right?
That's one of my favorite stories, and thank you for bringing it up. I have Kat Bonzak, who lives in Washington State. When I met her, we were still new. We were maybe 5 months old. I met her at a networking group that I belonged to that used to meet every five times a year in Las Vegas. I'm in Los Angeles. And so at the last day of this event, people are asked, what do you need? What are you looking for? And I said, I'm looking for authors. And Kat gave me her business card. That's what I mean. You get the business card. You don't give them the business card. Get the business card. So I called her. I said, tell me who you are and what do you do and what do you want to write about? And she said, well, I'm a full-blooded gypsy. I went, okay. And she said, I'm a disabled vet. I said, okay. And then she said, I am a spiritual teacher. I said, okay. And then she said, I'm a marijuana dispenser. This is before it was legal here in Los Angeles, here in California. But it was legal in Washington State. So I said, okay, what do you want to write about? And she said, I don't know, spiritual counseling? And I thought, what's the low-hanging fruit? And she said, I don't know. I said, it's pot. Why don't you write your amazing itty-bitty marijuana book, 15 Ways to Use Cannabis for Healing? And she said, how did you do that? I said, that's what I do. And then you can write the book, 15 Ways to Talk to Your Kids About Cannabis. And then you can write the book, 15 Ways to Use Edibles Correctly. And then you can create a certification program and teach people the correct way to use cannabis, because it's different than in the 60s. It's very, very different now. And keep people safe. And she said, I want to do Mary Jane parties. I said, so then you can also do Mary Jane parties with your certified cannabis coaches. She said, okay. And she did it. And I went and took her course. I also spoke there on making money, because there's a lot of people who really don't know how to make money, and so I helped her with that. And she called me up crying one day. She said, "These are happy tears." I said, "What's going on?" She said, "I just sold 62 people into my cannabis coaching program and made $92,000.
Oh, my goodness. All from a book.
All from a book.
Yeah. That is so great, Susie. Go ahead.
And now I don't remember what I was going to say.
It was so great.
Well, it was, because now she has a program that she can take any state that has legalized marijuana. She can create a certification program to teach people how to be okay with marijuana.
Yeah. That's one of those incredible stories, all from a book. So, Susie, what is the process that you put people through when they say, "I want to write a book, but I'm not sure what to do or how to do it"?
Well, first we have to discover the topic, and the topic has to be something that is going to sell. It's not about, and we do have a company that does story, but it's not about your story. It's about what is going to make a difference in other people's lives. That, for example, if someone wants to learn about marijuana, this cannabis book is the right book for them, so they can learn about it. If someone wants to learn about bookkeeping, we have a book on it. If they want to learn about empty nesters, it's really about finding your topic. That's the first thing. And it has to be a topic that you know something about. It can't be just, you know, "Well, I think I'll do this because it sounds like a good idea." No, it has to be something you know about. And it's something that you're passionate about, because your passion is what's going to sell the book. And
right.
Then what we do with the itty-bitty process, you're going to love this, we send you a how to write an itty-bitty book. So we actually lay out the process, step one, step two, step three. Then we send you we send you examples of itty-bitty books, so that you have something to look at to formulate your ideas, and then we send you the template, so all you do is fill it in. So it's almost like write by numbers. We
mm-hmm.
want to make it easy. And if it's easy, you'll do it. And if it's not, you probably won't.
Right.
And so if we can make it easy for you and give you the tools so that you can sit down. I mean, I've had people write their books in as little as 3 days.
Huh.
I've had people take 8 months. So it's not an automatic, "Oh, this is only going to take me 3 days." It really depends on you.
Right.
But it's doable. That's the interesting thing. It's doable. And once your book is done, then we sit down with you, we coach you and say, "Okay, now what do you want to do next? What's next? Where do you want to go with this?" Because you have the opportunity of creating a high six, seven-figure business using your book as the business builder.
And that's the thing that I find very valuable in you, because you have that sense, just like you were telling us about your cannabis author, you have that sense of where the business is and how to build it from there.
Yes. And it's because I've been in business so many years. I started my first company in 1965. I've had 7 or 8 companies. I've been highly successful. I've also failed miserably. I prefer success. But it's something that, yes, you. The business is auto. So funny. I'm stuttering. It's almost like I can't help myself. The ideas just pop. And I said, "Well,
yeah.
You can do this, and you can do this, and you can do it." And the ideas just keep popping out of my mind. And it's fun.
Yes. And that's why I love you, Susie, because I just see the lights going off when you hear a new topic and you just start rattling off how this can be a 6- or 7-figure business and all they have to do is follow what you suggest. And it's like magic gold.
It is. And it works. And I don't believe that, well, first of all, I don't think that the information comes from me per se. I do believe in a higher source. And I do believe that I am the conduit and I'm the lucky one that gets to deliver the information. I used to call myself a coach, and I've learned recently I'm not a coach because a coach asks you questions and then that doesn't really tell you what to do but asks you what you want to do. I tell you what to do. Then you can do it or not. You know,
right.
And if you don't do it, that's fine. But if you do do it, you'll get results.
Right. Yes, exactly. So we've been talking about all this, and our audience is probably really interested in it. So how can they contact you if they want to know more about Itty Bitty Books and writing their own book?
They can contact me through my website, which is Itty Bitty Publishing, ITTYBITTY Publishing.com. They can contact me that way, or they can simply give me a phone call, 310-640-8885. I do answer my phone. And 310-640-8885, or text me. That's actually the best way, is text me. Because if I'm in the car, I won't answer the phone. So text me at 310-640-8885. Tell me what you want to write about, and let's see how we can make it happen. I love what I do. I'm excited about what I do, and I'm very grateful, Janet, that you invited me on your show. Because I know there are people out there who want to do a book and don't know how to get started.
Well, and that's the thing, is that people... In today's market, everybody is talking about writing a book, and it sometimes seems like this insurmountable mountain, and you just bring it down to earth and make it so simple that I don't know how people can say no.
I don't either. And it's interesting because, well, a lot of people like to complicate things.
Right.
And that's one of the things that people do. And they get them keep it simple. It's got to be simple. And Itty Bitty Books are simple. And some people don't like the idea that it's an Itty Bitty book. But trust me, 95% of the people in America don't read. And if you're standing in the airport looking at all these big, thick books and don't know what to buy, but you see an Itty Bitty book, you can read the book right standing there in the airport.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how simple it is. Or, you know, get on a plane and with three itty-bitty books, and by the time you get to your destination, you've educated yourself in three different arenas.
Right. And it's not like you can't use an itty-bitty book as an outline for a bigger book either.
Well, that's the beauty. It is an outline. It's almost as if the itty-bitty book is the what you would send to a big publisher for what you want to write an outline for a publisher. So
a proposal for a publisher?
A proposal, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Couldn't think of the word. Because it is that. It's a it's an annotated outline.
Yeah.
And so with that, you can go to a publisher and say, here's my annotated outline. This is what I want to write about. And if it's something that is as it is as a book, and all you're going to do is now flush it out, you've got the outline right there.
Exactly. And Susie, I just want to thank you so much for joining us today. It has been such a pleasure having you as our guest on the show today. And I want to give a special thanks to our listeners in the U.S. and abroad. We are so grateful for you and hope that you will join us again on another Women Lead Radio show on Mondays at 9 a.m. or Fridays at 2 p.m. Again, it's been my sincere pleasure to be your host today. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the flip side.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.